And we're back on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380 in the drive home with Sly. Joining us now, Dane County Treasurer Adam Gallagher. Nice to have you on the show, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go back to 2012. You were not a household name when you got elected Dane County Treasurer in kind of a surprise upset in the Democratic primary.
Yes.
What happened?
I basically worked at the Capitol for a while, and then I worked as deputy clerk, where you get the same training as local clerks, treasurers.
Right.
And then I was in the assessor's office, and I'm like, this is the next logical step, and it was an open seat. So I went, and I successfully achieved serving Dane County for the past 4 years.
Okay, so let's talk about your background and how you think it fits in. You've got a couple challengers in the primary, which is a little unusual. Let's talk a little bit about your background, and kind of what prepared you for this. Is this what you went to school for?
It's not what I went to do my degree in.
Uh-huh.
But when
you're from Louisiana?
I'm from Louisiana. My grandfather actually worked at Oscar Mayer's here in Madison.
Oh, so you had a Madison tie.
Absolutely. Yeah. My father's side of the family is still here, and my parents just recently moved back to Wisconsin, so...
And where are you from in Louisiana? Where did you grow up?
Ruston, Louisiana, northern Louisiana, near Shreveport.
Which is a different world than New Orleans or Baton Rouge, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
There's a couple, there's different Wisconsins, there's different Louisianas.
Okay. Yes.
So, all right, so you had family here, you came here. What was your schooling?
The degree was water resource management, emphasis with environmental law, and then I went on to start a PhD program with land resources, studying legal history of groundwater management in Wisconsin.
You could be our DNR secretary. We could use somebody that actually cared about the environment as our DNR secretary.
I don't think the current governor would appreciate
no,
that.
No, I don't think he'd appreciate your background. Okay, so you went to Louisiana Tech, and then you ended up here in Madison. What did you start doing when you came to Madison?
When I first came to Madison is when I did my master's and my PhD work until my advisor decided to go to a different university for a job. And
okay.
I was currently working at the state capitol at the time as a legislative aide.
Who did you work for?
Lena Taylor and Roger Bresky.
Okay. Well, now, there's a diverse two Democrats, but about as different legislators as you could get.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So you got, what did you think of the atmosphere in that Capitol building?
At the time I was there, I liked it much more than I do now when I go there.
This was pre-Act 10?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you dealt with constituency work and that sort of thing?
That was a primary focus of what I did.
Okay. So you've worked with constituencies from a wide breadth of Wisconsin.
Yes.
I would
yes.
say Rhinelander and the north side of Milwaukee don't have a lot in common.
Completely different constituents and different interests.
Right. Okay. Then what did you do?
When Senator Bresky left office, I became deputy clerk for the city of Madison. And there we worked with elections, and I also worked with the city assessor's office doing board of reviews.
How did you make that transition? What took you from the legislature to City Hall?
It was when I was working in the legislature, I volunteered with the city clerk's office testing the election equipment.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted someone who could help with elections and overseeing the staff that they hire part-time during election season.
All right. So you, again, you're learning a little more about the mechanisms of government, how City Hall worked, and obviously in the Dane County Clerk's Office. Then what?
As Board of Review Clerk, I would schedule work with taxpayers who were contesting the value of their property and sit in Board of Review taking the minutes.
Excuse me.
Taking the minutes and sending back notices to the property owners on the determination of the board.
Wow. That sounds like a kind of tough job.
You do get a lot of individuals who are very passionate, and I feel the skill set that I learned there is actually very applicable to where I am now.
Well, yeah, you could almost be like an envoy in the Middle East dealing with situations like that. People do get very, very hot and bothered by the assessments on their homes. Okay, so then what?
At that point, the former treasurer, Dave Warzala, was running for Congress. It was an open seat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he ran for Congress.
Yep. And so I sat down, visited briefly with him and the deputy, and I'm like, I have the background and training from everything, so I'm going to go ahead and go this route.
Had you been involved in politics, per se, before this?
Not for myself, just helping others.
Who did you help?
My former bosses, Taylor and
Bresky,
uh-huh. And then a slew of others. Since they were in the Senate, we had off years, and I would go and volunteer on those campaigns as well.
Sure. So you were running against a Dane County supervisor.
Correct.
Matt Valdron, who was favored to win this race. And I tell you what, I honestly didn't think about it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know who you were. and you didn't just win. You won pretty big, didn't you?
Particularly outside of Madison was big. And then in Madison, it was a closer race. But Right. Yes.
Why do you think that happened?
I think we had a solid issue of helping the constituents, taxpayers, get caught up. I know Madison wanted to move to multiple installments, which they've done. The research said if you go to 3, it may help. They went to 4, and we haven't seen.
So you think that issue?
I think having that issue to serve the public has helped.
Right, and that is still a contentious issue, and we'll talk about that specific issue. Okay, so you took over this office in 2013, right?
Correct.
Was it in good shape? Was it in bad shape?
It was in fairly good shape. There was a backlog of delinquent parcels because nothing had been tax dated and sold for about 10 years before I got there.
And why was that?
I couldn't tell
you. Don't know.
I wasn't there at the time.
All right. But you knew the mechanisms of this office.
The majority, yes.
Yeah. Okay. The staff, a good staff?
It was very good staff that we had there.
Yeah. How many people work for you?
The office has 6 people, including me and the deputy.
Okay.
And then 4 frontline or whatever that answer emails, phone calls.
This isn't really a partisan office, is it? I mean, is being a liberal Democrat or a progressive Democrat really make a difference of who's in this office?
Day to day, as far as the progressiveness of the candidate or office holder, it makes a difference to those taxpayers who are living on a margin of almost losing their property. I can see those who would want to just say, your deadline is passed, we're going to take your property. And I work with them to stand.
So it does make a difference.
From that standpoint.
If you were just a cold-blooded bean counter.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess I didn't think about that aspect of it, but I guess it would make a difference. So you make decisions. I mean, a lot of people think that really what you just do is clerical, right? You take the you count the money, you take the money, and that's it. But you make decisions.
Yes, when it comes to property that's delinquent.
Have you set a different precedent?
Since coming into office, I go on weekends, primarily on Saturday. I don't like to bother people on their Sundays. And I'll knock on their door if they're falling behind and say, you're behind, you're not in trouble yet, but we need to get you caught up. And we've reduced delinquencies 15% to 20%. Sometimes that involves me connecting them with veteran services, if they're a disabled vet, or with social services or senior services.
Are you telling me you make house calls?
I do.
That is unusual, right?
It is. I don't know many of my other colleagues throughout the state that do that.
You must have like a treasurer's club, right, where you guys get together?
There is an official association. Uh-huh. It's the Wisconsin County Treasurer's Association, and I have a unanimous vote for me to become the next vice president for that organization.
You think that you can make a difference? You think you can share what you've been doing in Dane County with other treasurers?
I've been sharing that, and also when there's questions that come up on how do you do this, or I respond by email, and we have a good listserv to get that information back and forth, and also a good network when we go to our meetings. We have what's called roundtables, and we just sit and discuss how does each county do it differently and what's the most efficient way to do it.
Stand by. We'll talk more with Adam Gallagher. He is Dane County's treasurer. He is running for re-election. There is a primary August 9th, and these are traditionally very low turnouts because it's summer, but this is obviously an important decision for you to make. So it's interesting learning about what Adam is doing on the ground here in Dane County. This is Sly on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
And we're back on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Adam Gallagher is with us. He is a Democrat. He's running for re-election as Dane County Treasurer. I will say up front, I'm supporting your re-election.
Thank you.
I didn't vote for you last time, but it wasn't really didn't have anything to do with you. I just knew your opponent better, that's all. All right, so you said that you've been able to cut delinquencies by meeting with constituents and working with them, people not paying their taxes, right? How much money has that brought into Dane County?
That's about $20 million from when we first, each year, Dane County starts collecting taxes for the entire county. When we started that in 2013 until we started that in 2015, it was about $20 million difference.
So it's that's a fair chunk of change.
Yes.
Why is this, how often you collect property taxes, contentious? Mine comes from escrow, so I only pay once a year because I have a mortgage. But for people on a fixed income that are retired whose homes are paid for, my late mother would pay, I believe, two times a year. But it seems to me my mother and sister were very happy when it went to four times a year. And yet I've heard your political opponents grousing about this. What's the battle about?
Originally, it had to do with the amount of interest and penalty. With the city of Madison is the only one who wanted to go in this direction, and they now collect through July 31, whereas before Dane County collected from February through July. And if someone goes delinquent when Madison is collecting, then they get the interest and penalty. If it's after July 31, then it would be the same with all the rest of the municipalities where Dane County would
So this is an inside thing versus the actually making it easier for constituents.
From their perspective.
Okay.
From mine, the research does show or did say that if you move to three installments, it may help. And I was supportive of what they wanted to do. If they are doing it correctly.
And is it three now or four?
Madison went to four.
Okay. So what are constituents saying? What do they like the four?
I'm hearing a little from both sides. Those like your mother that you had referenced, I have said they really appreciate this. I've had other people who are like, I don't like paying every other month. But
all right. But you don't have to pay every other month, right? You can pay it once.
You can pay it all once, but you need to pay at least what is due by that deadline.
Okay.
So you could pay all three up front and then wait until July 31 to pay your last installment.
Why are you confusing me here, Adam? I'm not a numbers guy. This begins to confuse me. The bottom line is that people are just getting by.
Yes, there are people on the margin, and those are the ones that I appreciate helping out.
How many foreclosures do we have to do a year?
I would say on average about 20, 15 to 20 a year. And that in February, the county board passed a resolution saying go ahead and tax these 20 parcels. Out of those 20, half of those got paid before we needed to do anything. The other half we have tax deeded, and I've worked with the property owners, and those would be going for sale in October.
It's got to be tough, Right. You have to work with the sheriff's department to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What usually puts people behind the eight ball? Is it loss of job?
Some individuals, it is a loss of job. Other individuals, it's they're putting money into making decisions on, do I take my medications? Do I eat? Do I pay my taxes? Some individuals, I have a disabled veteran who was disabled due to service and was not aware of the program through the Veterans Association where they can get reimbursed.
It seems to me that Wisconsin has an awfully regressive tax system by taxing property at the rate that they do. That seems to be kind of a tough tax for people living on a fixed income. Is it not?
I assume so. I've been fortunate.
What other revenue do you deal with then, other than the property tax?
We have several lines on our revenue line for the office.
Uh-huh.
Property taxes, then we have interest, then we have penalty. We also have investments, and that's about it. There's only
What do you mean by investments?
We have some CDs, not many. In these tight days, we don't have much to invest, but we do CDs because they're...
You do invest money?
A little bit, yes, sir.
It's got to be in pretty safe...
Yep.
Yeah.
CDs, then for landfill and airport, we have them in like state and federal agencies and treasuries.
Are there things you'd like to see change, and are there things... Well, obviously, working with constituents to stay in their homes and pay their taxes is an accomplishment you're proud of. What else? Are there other things that you've done that you've changed the...
I have worked with the Department of Natural Resources and municipalities. Land falls behind on taxes when there's a brownfield, contaminated land.
Oh, sure.
And the municipality wants it cleaned up. They don't want the crime. They don't want the sore eyesight. They want better property value on there. DNR wants it cleaned up for the environmental standpoint. Businesses want it so that they can improve it and mm-hmm. use it. And I want it so that the taxes get paid and all the above. So I've worked with municipalities and the DNR and future property owners to tax deed that property, sell it to the municipality who has access to the grants, get it cleaned up with help of the DNR oversight and engineers, and then it gets sold to whatever business or used for whatever purpose is needed.
Adam Gallagher with us, Dane County Treasurer. He's running for re-election. On August 9th, the Democratic primary is essentially the election in that race. Whoever wins the primary is almost certain to be the next Dane County Treasurer. What would you like to do in the next 4 years?
I would like to continue reducing delinquencies. I really love helping people get connected to these resources so that they can focus on their taxes and not have to worry about other aspects of their life that are challenging. I also want to continue working with the DNR and municipalities on brownfields, get taxes paid. And I know that we're doing some automation of reports so that we can get things done without having to retype things 5 times.
But that's not, you're not eliminating employees.
Right offhand, I don't know if that would be needed or not. It would depend on what budgets say in the future.
What kind of fiscal shape is Dane County in?
From what I'm seeing, we've been above board the whole time, and with decreased delinquencies, we have more money in hand rather than using estimated income from interest and penalties.
What's this primary going to be about between Richard Brown, Patrick Miles, and yourself?
To be honest,
you don't know.
You'd probably have to ask them.
Well, from your perspective, you're running on your record, right?
I'm running on my record, and I feel that's in the best interest of the county. We have the money now that we didn't have before, and we're helping people, and that's the progressive way.
Have people begun picking sides? Who's supporting you?
I have not you're actually the first public endorsement other than...
Oh, boy, that don't tell people.
other than elected officials, which I have about more than three dozen.
Who are some of your elected officials that are supporting?
Representative Hesselbein.
Uh-huh.
Representative Sergeant Subek. And then from there, I'd have to go into the county board. I have...
A number of supervisors?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry, I don't have the list in front of me.
No, that's fine. You think this is... You're going to have to spend a lot of money?
I'm definitely raising funds.
Uh-huh.
Having worked in the legislature, that's something I'm accustomed to.
You're accustomed to, yeah. It is interesting. Well, I mean, it's never bad for democracy for contested elections.
Agreed.
Right? So that aspect of it is good. But we are seeing a lot of primaries this coming fall. And that is, I think maybe it's partly because of the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton race. It's inspired a lot of people to step into the arena. What isn't good is that there are so many seats in the city council and county board that go uncontested. I mean, it seems to me that there would be a better way to discuss some ideas than some of these other races. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, if people want to help you, where do they go?
AdamGallagher.net.
Okay.
Is my website.
And that's Gallagher.
Correct.
All right. Sometimes people forget that H.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Adam, thank you for all your hard work. It sounds like you're enjoying your job.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Sly. The Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.